At the start of the pandemic, the unemployment system in the US was stretched thin, stress tested, yet more essential than ever. When Americans were out of work and overloading the system, Congress and state officials quickly responded by starting new programs to cover more workers and to pay out additional benefits. But the rollout wasn't always smooth. Many struggled to access the programs, and some COVID-era unemployment insurance programs expired in 2021. But the pandemic isn't over, and 3 years in, how is the unemployment insurance system working for those who need it most? Michelle Evermore is back with us for some answers. She's a senior fellow at the Century Foundation, a nonpartisan progressive think tank. Michelle, hello.
Happy to be with you.
So let's start with where we are now. It seems we're in this paradox where fewer people are getting unemployment insurance, but it's getting to people more slowly than it was in March 2020 when more people were getting benefits. What's going on?
That's exactly right. I think what happens with unemployment insurance is as soon as the crisis is over, people think that unemployment insurance doesn't need the attention that it actually does. And so states have lost a lot of capacity because a lot of people left during the pandemic. It was a really rough time for state agencies.
And you know, at the start of the pandemic, when both federal and state governments pivoted pretty quickly to ensure more workers than before, take us back and remind us how they did that.
So at the start of March 2020, Congress provided an additional $1 billion to states in administrative funding. And then as the new programs were added, additional funding went to states for those. But it wasn't actually quite enough to handle the immense increase in initial claims. And so states are still cleaning up from questions left over from the pandemic.
Right. And the rollout wasn't so smooth. Tell us about some of the flaws that we came to see as kind of being longstanding in the system.
Sure. Well, we entered the pandemic with a 50-year low in administrative funding, but initial claims soared past what anything we had ever seen in history. Initial claims at the beginning of March 2020 was 211,000. By the end of March, it was 6.6 million. Historically, the highest prior to the pandemic was 695,000 in October of 1982. So there was not only a tremendous increase in workload, but then states had to set up three brand new programs, and they heroically did so inside about a month. Usually we give states 2 years when we want them to set up a new kind of benefit, and they set these up within a month. Of course, there were questions about how to administer the program that created issues for claimants. And then in March 2020, massive fraud rings started attacking the system.
Tell us about those fraud rings, because the U.S. Government Accountability Office estimates some $60 billion in fraudulent unemployment payments, and at least.
So due to the flexible nature of the pandemic unemployment assistance program, claimants didn't have to prove prior income, and they didn't have to provide identity verification. And so massive fraud rings were able to apply for and receive these benefits. States reacted very quickly to shut them down, but it was just such a massive attack all at once that it was difficult to do so. And also, when you have 53 different systems operating 53 different ways, that provides additional opportunity for fraudsters to, once one state shuts them out, just move to another state. States can't directly apply the solution from state to state, so they have all of these opportunities to continue to attack states.
So there was some action to try and shut that down. There was some rare bipartisan agreement in Washington to address the issue. But we also saw how essential unemployment insurance is for people who are out of work. Is there any such consensus on efforts to make part of the pandemic era changes permanent?
No. Unfortunately, I think we've gone back to a position in Washington, D.C., where there's a lot of partisan disagreement over what to do. But, you know, I think and hope that we can come to some consensus that states need better, more reliable systems.
And we can't be sure if there's a recession ahead, but we are hearing of the possibility. Do you feel the unemployment system is equipped to respond?
The unemployment insurance system right now is not prepared for another recession. They are still overwhelmed with cleaning up backlogs from the pandemic, and they are understaffed because they lost a lot of good staff due to the incredible stressors of the pandemic. Right now, states are not ready for another recession, but through a lot of collaboration with the Department of Labor and the National Association of State Workforce Agencies, I think states are building smarter and, you know, more unified systems.
And just finally, we often hear that generous unemployment benefits make people less likely to return to work. Can you fact check that for us?
According to every study that came out, both during the pandemic and even retrospective studies, there was very little evidence that people didn't want to take work that was offered to them that was suitable. What we found was during a pandemic, people want stability, and during normal times, people want stability. They want the benefits associated with stable employment. They want health care, retirement security. They want stable work. And unemployment insurance in normal times replaces so little of prior income that that's also a huge factor. People want to work. Unemployment insurance helps people stay where they're at when they need to be until they find a suitable replacement for their lost job.
Michelle Evermore is a senior fellow at the Century Foundation. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.